The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day of that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour at night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let this house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. Don't be nervous. As I said, I'm not going to quiz you. I should be more nervous. I hope you really had a great Thanksgiving. And I went to visit some friends of mine. I started lunchtime. I end up before midnight. So, one of the conversations that we had in the dinner table with my friends and his children, this eighth grader asked me, "Father, what would you give up on Advent?" I was eating my turkey. I said, like, giving up on Advent? Is this, am I in the right place or what? Or wrong calendar? It occurred to me, because she asked me, because they study in their school about the color. It's all the same. Lent and Advent. So, driving home, I asked myself and helped me to reflect that maybe the question was wrong, but the intention was right. What do I mean by this? In the Gospel today, we heard from the Gospel of Matthew. This is what we call the Matthew apocalyptic, the end of times, and also describing Noah's experience that the time will come that God will give you a warning whether you take it or not. And also, help me to reflect about this, is St. Paul. Today, or this time, I've been studying St. Paul because it gained some interest because of the readings. It helped me to think that Paul's style of teaching is dualistic. What do you mean by this? When Paul started teaching, he talks about good and evil, bad or some up and down, soul and body. But I heard and learned this through my readings that Paul, after his conversion experience, his style became dialectic, which means there was a dialogue between God and Paul. That's why for Paul, after his conversion experience, when he's knocked off from the horse, that everything is grace. Paul see the world not dualistically, but see the world as God's working hand. So how can we connect this to celebration of Advent? We heard in our gospel, put on the armor of Christ. Put on Christ. What do you put on? Your clothes, your cape. Today it's cold, so you put your sweater on. It makes sense for St. Paul because he was a Roman soldier persecuting Christians. What did he put on? His shield to protect him from danger. Now, after Paul's conversion, he wants to experience God. So that's why I put on Christ. So to think about this with Paul's experience for us today, Christians, if we want to put on Christ, what do? We love more. We don't give up. We give more. Advent or Lent is the same. That God or the church is giving us a time to reflect, to stop, to look at ourselves, to give more. And what I'm learning with this holiday season also is to look at ourselves as who we are, because I learned that also with St. Paul. For him, it's not about what he did or what he's doing. It's who we are as a person. I think we can learn from it big time. What is our self-image? How do we see ourselves in front of other people? How do we see ourselves in front of our God? How do we see ourselves in front of our sin? Why I said sin? Because St. Paul changed when he was at the bottom, when life knocked us off. And if we are in the bottom of our life, that's learning comes in. We learn something from it. 2 weeks ago, I received a call from a student, former student of mine, my very first years of teaching in high school. And we talk about this with his parents. And his parent talked to me about, he said, my son quit playing football. And I said, he loves football. Did he? And he said, and the dad said, that's what we thought. He loves the idea of playing the game, but doing is completely different. And then when the dad was ready to take the kid to the school, his backpack is ready. His jersey is he put his jersey on. And then he sat on the passenger seat. And I'm going to call this person Joe, my student. And he said to his dad, Dad, I don't want to play football anymore. I don't like football. And the kid started sobbing. And then this parent was heartbroken. And he realized the football is the dad's dream. It's not Joe's dream. How can I connect this story to what we're talking about today? You heard me today, self-image. What we do doesn't reflect who we are. For me, this is Father Marlon. But this, at the few more years, I can't do this anymore. Hopefully not. I still love what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, in front of my God, I'm going to say, this is Marlon. Take it, because you give me the grace to do what priesthood is about. And grace is about God's gift. My question for you, especially this Advent season, how do you accept or receive grace? Or do you believe that God's grace is so powerful? We might not use everything, but at the end of our life, at the end of our life here, we can say to our God, I've done my best. And also, what I want you to think about before we finish this reflection is the image that God is light. Because St. Paul used this a lot. Light from light. And think about this. When there's darkness, we receive light. We aim for light. When you're down and ask for help, you seek God as light. But also to think that when we walk with God, when we walk with light, do you believe it that God is with you? Because God will be there no matter what. So my prayer for you this Advent, when the jersey or shirt doesn't fit anymore, when you need change in your lives, God's grace is everywhere. Believe that God is with you, because it's a gift already given to us. Jersey or no jersey, we are God's children.